from Hollywood. The Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday days.
Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late?
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
All week long I dream about our Saturday days.
Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late?
Give me 5 minutes more.
Only 25 minutes more.
Let me stay in your arms.
Well, tonight, Judy's going to realize one of her greatest ambitions. She's going to have a coming-out party. As our scene opens, she's about to be interviewed by a local newspaper editor in his office for an item in the society columns.
Howdy, mister. I saw your name on that sign on the door.
What sign?
The sign that said Nosmo King, society editor.
Nosmo King? Oh, lady, that's no smoking.
What do you know? What'll I think of next? Well, anyhow, I came here to get an interview for the society columns about my debut tonight.
Your debut. Oh, very well. But first, we want to get some information about your background. Where were you born, Miss Canova?
I don't rightly know.
Well, where was your mother at the time?
With me, of course. Well, I'd be a fine mother that wouldn't stay with her child at a time like that. Why? That'd be awful. It'd be...
Please. Who was your mother before she was married?
Chucks, I didn't have a mother before she's married.
Well, Miss Canova, like all the other little sub-debs, I suppose you're very popular with the men in your set.
I sure am. Men are always giving me the once-over.
Really?
Yep, they look at me once and it's over. Well, it is.
I suppose you'll make every effort to outdo Brenda Laverne's coming out party of last season.
Yes, sirree, but I tell you, she had some awful important people there. Now, let me see, there was Boris Carlode, Cozy E. Turby, Humphrey Go-Kart, and Lauren Bagel. Yes, sir, and even Elsa came in her Maxwell.
Miss Canova, are you sure you're talking about the same party?
Why, sure. Don't you remember? Lawrence Tidbit sang Chopsticks. That's from Chopin's Mayonnaise. Yes, sir, boy. That was quite a spread.
Oh.
Well, it was.
Ah, yes. What a party. The cuisine was par excellence.
Yeah, and the food was good, too.
Yes, the guests partook of hors d'oeuvre, pâté de foie gras, and caviar, vichyssoise, filet of sole marguerite, poisson la belle mounier, la buffa de Champs-Élysées, chateaubriand bordelaise, pomme de terre au gratin, salade chiffonade, meringue glacée, petit four, and café royal.
Say, would you run back over that again? You forgot to touch third base. Now, you'll never make the Mexican League, you know, not doing that. Aunt Aggie. Oh, Aunt Aggie.
Yes, Judy, here I am. Are you back already?
Yeah, I was to the newspaper office in the beauty parlor.
You look wonderful, Judy. What beauty parlor did you go to?
The Peter Pan Beauty Shop. You know their slogan, Bring in your pan before it peters out. Yes, sir. I made it just in time, too.
Did you get a mud pack at the beauty parlor, Judy?
Shucks, no, Aunt Aggie. Them old mud packs ain't no good. I tried one last year, and the mud fell off inside of 3 days. There's no stick-em to it, that's all. They don't put enough stick-em in there.
Judy, while you were gone, your strapless evening gown came. Isn't it lovely?
Golly, it ain't much to it, is it?
No, but it's a lovely dress for a coming-out party.
Gosh, Aunt Aggie, how far am I supposed to come out? That thing looks like a Band-Aid with a silver zipper. Gee, Aunt Aggie, I sure hope my day butt turns out to be a whale of a party.
A whale of a party?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium.
Hello, Miss Judy. I hear you're trying to get into the 400.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I tried to get into the 400 myself once. Two more pounds and I'd have made it.
I didn't know you were interested in society, Geranium.
Oh, I sure am, honey. You know, I used to belong to the Strictly for Women chapter of the Independent Daughters of I Will Arise, but if a man calls, I saw him first society.
Well, Geranium, I must say you dress very well.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and I get plenty of help from this war surplus girdle I'm wearing. It's called the Victory Girdle.
Well, how come they call it the Victory Girdle?
Took all the waves out of the wax. Well, guess I got to go back to the kitchen.
Judy, I want everything to be perfect tonight. You're finally making your debut at the country club.
Yeah, ain't it wonderful? Maybe some big, handsome, romantic fella will walk up to me and say...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, you look tired. Didn't you get any sleep last night?
Oh, see, and I had a wonderful dream. Like in that song, I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls.
You dreamt you dwelt in marble halls?
See, I fell asleep in the bathtub. Senorita, don't I look pretty? This tie I am wearing I got out of a mail-order catalog.
Oh, did you send away for it?
No, I just cut it out and pasted it on. Senorita, I am going to a party tonight, too. I am going to the Toosie Forzy Club.
The Toosie Forzy Club?
See, you go in on your Toosies and come out on your Forzies. They have a wonderful dancer there. They really give her a big build-up. Music and everything.
Does she go on the stage with a big band?
Well, she used to, but the police made her wear a skirt, too.
Pedro, I hear you have a new girl. How do you like her?
Oh, I would like her better, Senorita, but she is one of those California sun-kissed girls.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She's been kissed by every sun in California. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta mañana.
And a tasty banana to you, too, Pedro.
Judy, Brenda Laverne is here to see you.
Brenda? Oh, thanks, Aunt Aggie. Come right in, Brenda.
Hello, darling.
Howdy, Brenda. Golly, that dress you're wearing sure makes you look young.
Oh.
Yeah, why, you look just like a little girl out of Vogue.
Why, thank you, dear. You look a little out of Vogue yourself. I was just trying to make a joke.
Well, cheer up. Maybe someday you will.
It may interest you to know, darling, that I'm going to dance every dance with Benchley Botsford tonight.
Oh, no, you ain't, Brenda. Why, only last night, Benchley and me was playing Pony Express Post Office.
Pony Express Post Office? What's that?
That's kissing in the early stages. That's sorry, Bob Taylor. It wasn't a dead letter in a whole bunch.
Oh, Well, my dear, I'm not worried about Benchley's kissing you. I happen to know he prefers the outdoor type, like me.
You the outdoor type?
Yes. Any day of the week, you'll find me motoring to Lake Tahoe, boating at Emerald Bay, and flycasting in the stream.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Any day of the week, you'll find me thumbing to Wilshire Boulevard, streetcar into Ocean Park, and fly swatting at the hamburger stand. You ever try that, Brenda?
Oh, really, Miss Canova? To whom do you think you're speaking?
To whom? Why, to you. That's who. To whom?
Say, we're going to have a real shindig tonight, Brenda.
Oh, what kind of food will you be serving?
Good, substantial food. Sow belly, pig parklins, and grits.
Grits? How many grits?
Huh?
How many grits?
Oh, I don't know how many. We ain't gonna bother counting. Now, we ain't that stingy, you know. No. No.
Well, at my debut, the menu was printed in French.
Them foreign menus sure throw me.
What do you mean?
Well, I went into a restaurant in Mexico once to order a steak, but the waiter couldn't understand English, so I got a piece of paper and I drew him a picture of a cow with three big mushrooms.
Did you get the steak and mushrooms?
No, sir. He came back with three umbrellas and a ticket to the bullfight.
Well, darling, I must run along. Don't be surprised if I steal Benchley away from you at the party tonight. Au revoir to you, my dear.
Over the river to you, too, Brenda.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring two out of three women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin.
Oily skin.
Rough skin.
Women as old as 50.
Even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes. 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, one full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing Irving Berlin's big hit, Doing What Comes Naturally.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still, we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to go to a private school not to pick up a penny near a stubborn mule.
You don't have to have a professor's dome
not to go for the honey when the bee's at home.
That comes naturally.
No, that's naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name.
He signs his checks with X's,
but the cash I'm just the same. They're silly.
Sister Sally's music gal has never had a lesson.
Still, she's learned to sing off key, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know Mrs. Emily's post not to drink from a finger bowl when you're the host.
You don't have to come from a great big town
not to go picking berries in an evening gown.
That comes naturally.
Cousin Jack insured his shack, and now he plays with matches.
He'll collect, just wait and see. Doing what comes naturally. Doing what comes naturally.
Well, it looks as if there might be a little rivalry between Brenda and Judy for the attentions of the handsome Benchley Botsford at the coming out party tonight. At the moment, Geranium's helping Judy get ready for the big event at the country club.
Geranium, this frapless evening gown is pretty tight. You better help me on with it.
Well, Miss Judy, I could never wear a dress like that.
Why not?
Well, you can't put an hourglass dress on a beer glass figure.
Oh, gosh, this is tight. Here, zip it up for me.
Okay, honey. Here goes. Golly, what was that?
The zipper. It always whistles going around the curve. You know, this is only the second time in my life I've worn a strapless evening gown. It's called a balloon dress.
A balloon dress?
Yeah, you gotta take in a lot of air to keep it up.
Oh.
Gee, these shoulders are pretty bare, ain't they?
Yeah, honey. At the moment, that looks like an observation balloon.
Geranium, what can I do to lure Benchley Botsford away from Brenda tonight?
Well, perfume always helps.
Say, that's an idea.
You know, I heard about a perfume called Atomic Bomb Number 5.
Atomic Bomb Number 5?
Yeah, honey. There's absolutely no defense against it. Oh, Judy, here's Benchley Botsford to see you.
Oh, howdy, Benchley.
Hello, Judy. Oh, let me look at you. My, you look gorgeous.
Benchley, you better get some windshield wipers for your bifocals.
No, I mean it, Judy. Your beauty is positively intoxicating. Let me drink it in.
Go ahead. I guess the good stuff is hard to get these days.
Hey, you really do look wonderful tonight. Give us a kiss, will you?
Us? Who you got with you?
Oh, Judy, don't make fun of love. Look outside. All nature is in tune. Even the little crickets in their strange way are chirping their song of love. Now, why can't we do that?
Shucks, I don't think I could rub my feet together that fast. But I can practice.
Judy, when you were back home this summer, were you true to me? Did you let any other men kiss you goodnight?
Only once, a fella named Edgar Canova Smith.
Edgar Canova Smith? Any kin?
Yeah, he can any time he wants to.
Judy, if you let another man kiss you, you probably didn't even miss me this summer.
Well, now, to tell you the truth, I didn't have time to miss you, Benchley. I was too busy on the farm. My prize hen was sick for a month.
Oh, and you had to doctor the hen?
No, I had to sit on the egg.
Well, Judy, otherwise, how was everything back on the farm?
Oh, a lot of changes, Benchley. Pa had all his teeth taken out and a new refrigerator put in. Yes, sir, it's real cold, too. See, I sure hope my party's a success tonight. You know, the last party I went to, they served olives, and I had an awful time with them olive pits. I held them in my hand for a half hour.
Well, how did you get rid of the pits?
I found somebody to shake hands with. Then they'd find somebody to shake hands with. Olive pits going around the table all night, round, round. I got the same pits back 42 times.
Oh, Judy, don't make the same mistake you made at the last party. Why did you eat your mashed potatoes and gravy with a spoon?
Well, I had to. My fork leaked. Didn't have no blowout patch with me, neither. No. Well, come on, Benson. We better get started to the party. We're late. Thank you.
Now, don't be nervous, Judy. Just welcome your guests and shake hands with them as they come by.
Okay, Benson. Don't worry about me. I can be plumb highfalutin when I want to be.
Very delightful party, Miss Canova.
Delighted. I'm Charlie.
Very delightful party, Miss Canova.
It's excruciating of you to say so, ma'am. How am I doing, Bensley?
Fine. Very delightful party, Miss Canova. There's nothing wrong.
Hey, wait a minute. Who slipped me this olive pit? Was it you, Lord Chumley?
Very sorry, madame. I got it from the Duchess of Westminster.
Pardon me. Are you the lady that's running this party? Oh, well, are you, huh?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm in the room downstairs, and that punch you're serving is leaking through my ceiling.
Well, what about it?
Oh, it's a little sour. Would you mind putting more sugar in it?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry the punch spilled all over your floor. Where are you going now?
I'm going to get a doctor to pull these splinters out of my tongue.
Good evening, Miss Canova. I am Mrs. Fruit Whistle. I forgot to pay my respects to your aunt when I arrived. Pardon my negligence.
Why, is it showing? Say, you're looking very well, Mrs. Fruit Whistle.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Do you remember those dreadful bags I used to have under my eyes? But I went to a doctor, and he told me to stop drinking coffee. So now I drink nothing but tea.
Oh, that's good. I think the tea bags look much better on you.
Pardon me, are you the hostess?
Yeah, mister. What can I do for you?
Oh, would you care to trip the light fantastic? Would you care to rum, foxtrot? Let's set this one up.
Well, are you invited here? Are you a member of society?
Am I a member of society? Well, I certainly am not.
Well, then how'd you get in here?
Well, I'm a society reporter. I attended the wedding of the Duke of Wind. The wedding of Gloria Barbara. Barbara. I caught the bouquet from Gravel Gertie.
Judy, I'm proud of you. You've outshone Brenda tonight. You've danced every dance with Bensley. And after all, Brenda's effective.
Huh. What has she got that I ain't got? And if I had it, wouldn't it be a shame to waste it on me?
Oh, hello, darling. Have you heard? Bensley's taking me home tonight. He's going to give you the slip.
That ain't true, Brenda. I never accepted underwear from a man in my life.
Oh, no, you see, darling, I captivated Bensley with my new perfume. It's really so distinctive.
It sure does. Brenda, why don't you be a lady and let Bensley go home with the girl he brung here?
Oh, do I look like an idiot?
You mean from where I'm standing? I stand further back.
Oh, well, apparently, Miss Canova, you're not the type who holds a man's interest very long.
Oh, I don't know about that. I danced two dances with a colonel tonight.
Colonel? Why, I saw him. He was an imposter. If you were a real colonel, why did he have both eagles on one shoulder?
It was mating season. Well, it was.
Oh, here comes Bensley now. We'll ask him who he's going to take home.
Hello, girls.
Howdy, Bensley. You're going to take me home, ain't you?
I tell you, Bensley is going to take me home.
He's taking me home. How about it, Bensley?
I'm neutral.
Well, get out of neutral and throw yourself into another gear.
Oh, Bensley, let's not waste time on her. She's just a D-O-P-E.
Don't try to hide things from me with spelling. I know one leg of my petticoat showing.
Miss Canova, you're positively uncouth.
I am not. I'm just as cooth as you are.
And maybe cooter.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Now, girls, don't fight. Let's all shake hands and be friends.
Well, okay, Bensley. Here, I'll shake.
No, I will too.
And I'll shake.
How do you like that? I got that same olive pit back again.
halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film, nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
And now back to Judy Canova singing her own theme song, which she recently recorded, Go to Sleepy Little Baby.
Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home, baby. Daddy's coming home, baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be buying you a shiny little pony. Cause goodbye, my little baby. Bye and bye, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Hush, goodbye, my little baby. Bye, bye, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Oh, to sleepy little baby. Baby, when you wake, you patty patty cake and ride a shiny little
pony. This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion, and be sure to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies, it takes fat to make soap. Normally, in addition to our own huge supplies, America imports vast quantities of fats and oils. But there's famine abroad, and where famine stalks, there is no fat for export. Our only source of additional fat is your kitchens. So if you want more of products like soap, nylons, and linoleum, help out by taking your used kitchen fat to your butcher. He'll pay you 4 cents a pound. Sell him a can of fat this week for sure. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleepy.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.